Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. You can also visit the NPR shop to pick up your Wait Wait tchotchkes. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Lee Glickenhaus in scenic Brookline, Massachusetts.
Beautiful Brookline.
It doesn't get better.
It really doesn't. I've been there many a time, and it's a lovely place. What do you do there?
Well, I'm a recovering lawyer.
Really?
It's a lifelong task.
Are you going to meetings?
As often as I can, but we have to wear bags on our heads. Most of the time I run a little business that builds websites to help lawyers collaborate with each other, which is a lot like herding cats.
Wow. And so the whole idea of lawyers collaborate, getting them together and collaborating, that sounds very dangerous.
It's like bumper cars.
Yeah. You need to be shut down, mister.
Well, the alternative is a whole lot worse.
I understand. Well, welcome to the show, Lee. Now, we have a special listener limerick challenge for you.
Oh, boy.
It's hard to believe, but after almost 10 years, including, if you will, the 2000 presidential campaign, after next week, we will not have George W. Bush to make fun of anymore. Well, not if he ignores our constant pleas to run for something again. So we thought we'd thank him by asking our limericist, Philip Gotica, to compose three odes in his honor. Your job, finish two out of three of these Bush-centric limericks and win our prize. Ready to play?
I guess I am.
All right. Here is your first Busherick.
Of all possible, why would you pick James? So with monikers, I've played some quick games. That old Russian is cute. I'll call him Pooty Poot. I'm a fast-handed giving out
nickname.
Exactly right. People sometimes wondered how Mr. Bush managed to charm his way from failed oil man to failed president. This is how. He gave people nicknames. He called foreign leaders names like Dino, Pooty Poot, Landslide, and Man of Steel. His own staff was referred to as Boy Genius, Big O, Danny Boy, Tangent Man, Tiny Lightbulb, and of course, Brownie. The press corps was composed of Stretch, Little Stretch, Super Stretch, and the Cobra, his own vice president. Depending on the mood, he was either Darth Vader, Big Time, or Quasimodo. Maybe you, like us, are jealous you never got a nickname, but don't be. Bush has a nickname for the American people as a whole, Ungrateful Swine. All right, here is your next Bush-related limerick.
It was hard to keep leading a nation with under misreinformation. So for more than 2 years, I was not even here. That's the time I spent on
vacation.
Exactly right. According to CBS radio journalist Mark Knoller, President Bush did, in fact, set one presidential record, most days on vacation. He has spent one of every 3 days of his presidency either en route to or at one of his vacation spots, most often his ranch in Crawford, Texas. Over the course of 8 years, that amounts to more than two solid years of brush clearing and mountain biking. White House officials are quick to say, of course, that as he travels with his principal staff and lots of high-tech communications equipment, he was never really, quote, on vacation. He was fully able to continue screwing things up wherever he was.
Maybe he was just, out to lunch.
Yes, but he was also not in the building.
I thought he was working the whole time.
Yeah.
All right, here is your last limerick about Mr. Bush.
It's my country whose language I'm tweaking. Through the cracks of my words, meaning's leaking. When you misunderestimate, you might appreciate how low the bar is set when I'm
baking.
Right! From the very beginning. Perhaps from the cradle, George W. Bush has been to the English language what the iceberg was to the Titanic. He'll be forever remembered for such Bushisms, as they're called, as, quote, I know how hard it is to put food on your family. One of the great things about books is sometimes there are some fantastic pictures. On a related subject, he said, quote, you teach a child to read and he or her will be able to pass a literacy test. And this is the great thing. He actually finished the way he began. He was consistent throughout. At this week's final press conference, he said he was talking about a successor, and he said, quote, "I'm telling you, there's an enemy that would like to attack America, Americans again. There just is. That's the reality of the world, and I wish him all the very best." Unquote. Carl, how did Lee do in our quiz?
He was great, Peter. 3 correct answers, so Lee wins our prize.
Well done. Congratulations,
Thank
Lee.
Thank you. My life is complete.